Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Mr. Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio, Washington's premier networking radio show, every morning from 10 to 10:30. On our special newsmaker line, we have the one and only Royal Height. Before we bring him up, I want to talk about the upcoming events and the black card. The black card. I was told if you said something three times, you can't forget it. The black card. January. Third week in January, the ultimate black card networking event in the suite. Entrepreneurs meeting in the suite. The MGM Grand Hotel. We're going to do it like nobody else did it before. Bring your business cards, network. Royal Height will be there. We're going to have all the black card holders. It's going to be an opportunity for you to network 2017. Better now, better you. Royal, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. How you doing, Russell Price? How you doing today, my brother?
I'm doing simply fantastic. First off, Royal, you are an exceptional individual in the DMV area. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the background of who you are.
Okay, hold on. Can you give me just a second? I'm going to readjust. I can cut down on that background noise. Okay, is that a little better?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I am a native Washingtonian. I've lived in Washington pretty much all of my life, with the exception of about 8 years. I lived in Los Angeles, California, when I was attending UCLA. But I got involved in music on a serious level back in the mid-80s. And I had the pleasure of starting off with a group called the Winstons. And that was really a special thing for me, because as a professional group, they received a Grammy in 1969 for a song called Color Him Father. So I was their lead vocalist, sang with them for about 2.5 years. And following that, I got picked up by a group called the Legendary Orioles. And it was with that experience that got me into the rock and roll, the vocal group, the doo-wop, and the R&B Hall of Fame. And they're famous for a recording called Crying in the Chapel. And around this time every year, one of the other songs that they're famous for, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve, is always played. And they were the first to record that back around 1954. They were actually out before I was born, Russell.
Mm.
But 2008, I actually left the Orioles, and I stepped out on faith and recorded my first solo song, which wound up doing real good. It was one for the then first time to be elected black president, a song I wrote called Barack Steady. And that kind of started the ball rolling for my solo music career. Did quite well. It landed me on the front page of the Washington Post style section. I was interviewed on TV, radio, even been on your program once before. And that kind of started the ball rolling, and that song was used in the 2008 and the 2012 election. Following that, I came up with another song for D.C., a D.C. theme song that I wrote around 2012, 2013. And that's really, really taken off. A song titled Taxation Without Representation. And, man, I've had the pleasure of doing that a little bit of everywhere across the D.C. area, including with Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. Opened up for her at her campaign opening. Even wound up performing the Obama song as well as the taxation song at the Kennedy Center. So, and like I said, oh my goodness, being a, a part of your networking organization with Be There Magazine. Several times you've invited me to actually come up and perform it. And I have to tip my hat to you, Russell. You're quite a guy, man. You've done a lot to support businesses and organizations and groups and individuals here in the D.C. area. And most recently, my last thing that I've come up with is a song, quite appropriate for the time, a song entitled Black Lives Matter. And that's the one that we're really promoting and pushing right around now.
I tell you, Royal, you said a mouthful. I mean, to come from singing with the Orioles, to branching out, to be a solo artist, to writing music and being music that is political, that's making a statement. Not only do you do music, but you do music that makes a statement. It's political. It changes people's lives. It makes people feel good about themselves. When Barack Steady came out, everybody was happy because that was the first black president, and you had the theme song to go with it. And then you talked about
that was a great experience.
Great experience, man, people didn't have anything to relate to song-wise, and you did that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to commend you for all that you have done for over the years in the Washington metropolitan area.
I wanted to thank you, but while you're on that note, I just want to acknowledge one of our other mutual friends, and his organization recognized me, Mr. Harold Bell, with his Troubled Children Foundation. I was selected as one of his People of the Year, and I received a Lifetime Achievement Award for that song, as well as the video, because we also had a video for the Barack Steady, the Obama theme song. And that really, oh, my God, that was a really special occasion to be included in a Black History celebration where I was one of the ones not just celebrating but actually honored, man. I'll never, ever forget that.
Excellent. How do you see music from where it was and where it is today? What's the major difference in music? When you were with the Orioles, they had such wholesome songs that people really related to, the black community. Where is the music going today based on your experience and what you know about music?
Well, I think it has been a transition. I think it didn't just start recently. It's been an ongoing change. I mean, music from the 50s and the 60s, and then in the late 60s, we entered a period, which I'm sure you remember, called the disco era, where they started actually having extended long songs, and it was more of music, and they actually got away from bands. Live performances. They were playing just disco music, as they called it. And then it was a resurgence, actually coming back into the late 70s. It was kind of a rebirth and going into the 80s of music, as we know, live music and everything. And then we had the introduction of rap music. And again, that kind of skewed the music horizon again, because with the rap music, it usually was a rapper. He had maybe a DJ playing the songs with him, but it got away still from the orchestration, the music, I mean the real music and creation of new music, because they were famous for sampling. They actually used music that had already been created and took that and modified it and added rap to it and everything. And we already know that that's what has happened, but I think as time has moved on, Russell, I think some people have now rekindled their hunger for real music. A lot of artists have gone back to their roots and are creating new music that kind of parallels the music from the 60s and the 50s, where you got real instrumentation, real orchestration, and real singing. Because one of the other things I might add is that with the advent of all the new technology, they got away from actually singing, because in the studio they can make corrections on the vocals. If you hit a flat note or a sharp note, they can change it and correct it, make it sound like it's perfect. But what happened, they actually had artists that when they performed, they could not even replicate their own music that they did in the studio, because when they did it live, they couldn't sing the notes. They would sing it flat. They would sing it sharp. And that kind of showed. And now, like I said, there's been a resurgence. People are looking and like the old feel of the real music. In fact, I'm sure you're already aware that even the sale of wax, the old-fashioned 78s and LPs and 45s, there's been a rebirth of them, and companies now are even building new machines that play 78s and 33s and 45s, and that's turning out to be a big market because it was a different quality of sound that it brought. So I think that's where it's going. So me, I consider myself fortunate, because one of the things that I pride myself in is I'm not trying to follow just trends. I sing and write music from the heart. And I like the old feel. I like the strong messages in the music, as well as strong, real music, you know, good orchestration. And that's what I pride myself in. I really try to want to feel good. I want to make people feel good about my music.
Excellent, excellent. I tell you, music is a changing, very changing aspect now. People really love music, but music's changing so much and so fast. There's all kinds of genres of music. I mean, there's music that everybody has their own style of music, what they want to hear. But you normally go into a thing where you have the music that you like, so people normally play what they want. That's why they have all these hundreds of radio stations. People choose what they want to hear. And people cross mm-hmm. over to, you know, different kind of music. But the music is now in another whole way of even promoting music and networking music.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than what it was back in the day with the Motown sound and the machine of how they used to just groom people. Anybody can become a star today by promoting themselves, and if they got a good song, they can become famous. Is that correct?
Well, that is true. And, you know, in a way, I think that's good, and we actually – some of the older entertainers like myself, we were actually shown that by some of the younger guys, because you had guys like Master P and some of the rappers who believed in themselves so much they didn't get major distribution deals. They took their music to the street. They sold it out of the trunk of their car. They invested in videos. They did all this themselves, and as a result, some of these guys have turned out to become multimillionaires. And now the major distribution companies, they'd love to get a piece of that action. So, yes, you can. It's a new day, I think, with the introduction of the Internet and all the stuff that comes with it. It's kind of leveled the playing field. And if a person truly believes in themselves and willing to put in their time and whatever money they can to promote themselves, they don't get kicked to the curb quite as hard like entertainers before, because there was a time if you didn't get picked up by a major, you were just left in the dust. I mean, now we have independent companies, independent distribution companies that have blossomed and are doing a lot. But like you said, it allows a person who believes in themselves to dig in and promote themselves on the Internet, on radio, on TV, or create videos, all these things, because if you get enough people supporting you, then the numbers will bear it out, and it's always easy to draw people around you when the wheels are already rolling, when things are happening already for you. That always draws a lot of attention, and that's basically what I'm doing and what a lot of other entertainers are doing nowadays.
Excellent point. Well, you also have these venues like American Idol, The Voice. Those type of things are birthing new people all the time as far as singers concerned. Is that correct?
That is true. That is true. You got a lot of, like I said, again, with the media, it allows people who were, you know, maybe even obscure, a chance to be seen and heard by thousands, even millions. And it could be an overnight success. If you get the right exposure, for example, for my new song, The Black Lives Matter, I anticipate if I get a chance to be seen and heard over stations that reach millions and millions of people. I'd like the public to decide whether or not the song is worthy, because I believe it is. And it can make a, like you said, it can make a great difference almost overnight. Almost overnight. So, I mean, I think that's a good thing. But, you know, people like myself, you know, we'll beat the pavement. We'll seek out the Russell Prices. We'll do whatever we can to make it happen. And like I said, the persistence, you know, I believe if you just continually persistent and you don't give up, well, you can make things happen. I believe that. That's why I feel I've gotten a chance to even be honored to be a part of your radio program this morning.
Well, excellent. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about music and Royal Heights. Welcome back. It's Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you with networking on the radio on our newsmaker line, the one and only Royal Heights, an institution in the Washington metropolitan area, a singer beyond a singer, formerly with the Orioles and now on his own. Royal, give us some dates of things that you got coming up. What do you have coming up? And give us your website, how to get in touch with you, and your phone number.
Okay. Well, I'll start off. We have a couple of events for New Year's Eve on December 31st. I'm going to be featured on a program. Actually, I'll be opening up for one of my favorite entertaining groups, Skip Mahoney and the Casuals, and we'll be at Chester's Lounge out there in Shirlington, Virginia, which is about 10 minutes or so from the Pentagon in D.C., along with another group, Step 4. And you can give me a call. In fact, I'll give you the number now. It's 240-606-9742. You can give me a call on that number if you're interested in tickets or anything like that, information regarding that, or interested in information regarding bookings and everything. I'm also available on Facebook. Just look my name up, Royal Height. It's O-Y-A-L. H-E-I-G-H-T. Again, that's R-O-Y-A-L-H-E-I-G-H-T. You can look me right up on Facebook. Or we do have a website that Venro Records. That's V as in Victory, E as in Elephant, N as in Nancy, R as in Orange, and the word records with an S, Venro Records, .com. You can look us up and see what we're doing. We're doing a lot of stuff. Come in January, we have a big, big event. In fact, Russell, you are invited. The sponsors are offering you a space to promote your organization there. It's called the Metro Black Art and Music Expo. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon, January 22nd, in 2017. And it's the week following the Martin Luther King celebration from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. And we have like 50 vending spaces available. And it's going to be held at the brand new ARC, at the ARC right there on Mississippi. I think the address is 1901 Mississippi Avenue there in Southeast Washington, D.C. And organization will be promoting their businesses, as well as we'll have vendors there selling merchandise and T-shirts, all kinds of stuff, and live entertainment. The record company I'm with, Venlo Records, presenting me along with my band, the Treasures of Music Band, and I'll be featured doing the music and singing my new song, the Black Lives Matter song. Admission is a very minimal amount, only $2 for admission to the public. And we're using this as an opportunity for nonprofit and for profit companies to make money, because we feel like you, Russell, networking is one of the things, one of the only ways we can actually afford that. So anyone interested in that information, again, can reach me at 240-606-9742. And again, if you're interested in finding out how you can make money for being, even if you're a nonprofit organization trying to raise money for your organization, we can do that. Or if you're a for-profit business, you can join us in ticket sales. We're setting it up where you can actually get paid to help us promote this event. And we're trying to network people, so we're doing that. So that's coming up, again, January the 22nd. And it's called the Metro Black Art and Music Expo. And we look for you to be there too, Russell.
Well, you know, we'd definitely be there to support you. What I'd like you to do also is make sure we get that word out. I'm going to put it on our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and we're going to talk about it more at the event. We're going to be at the MGM Grand in January, the last week in January, for all the black card holders.
Okay.
So it's going to be truly something.
I'll be there.
You'll have your CDs there, and you'll also have people, you know, come in and talk about, you know, what they want to do as far as January 2017. Because 2017 is going to be a big one. I mean, it's going to be an opportunity for everybody to grow, and the magazine and everything. And I want to commend you for all the things that you have done throughout 2016, because you was there on the ground floor of Be There Magazine. We're going to take our last break. We come back with closing statements from Royal Heights, the one and only Royal Heights. This is Be There Magazine radio show, Russell Price Morning. We'll be right back. Welcome back. The Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio. We're here every morning from 10 to 10:30, giving it straight talk, no chaser. Information that's hard to swallow, but good to know. We put people in seats and drive people to your website. My name is Russell Price. I'm the hardest, smartest working man in marketing. I give it to you where the ghost can get it. We change lives. We make people better. It's all about the black card, the black card, the black card. Get your black card now. Go to www.bethermagazine.com and click on the black card. 2017, better life, better world, better now, better you. Royal, give us your closing statement.
Hey there. How you doing again? Glad to be back on. In the background, you hear a little bit of the music from the Black Lives Matter song that we have. And I tell you, like I said, Russell, I'm absolutely excited about this, because this song is really, really taking on a brand new meaning in terms of the music. It's actually going to be promoted all over the country to the Black Lives Matter organizations. We already have people who've committed themselves to helping us, because the content is so powerful. I mean, oh my God, I mean. I tell anybody, this song was truly a God inspiration to me, and the content is just strong. It's a message that is just more than timely. It's right on time for us, and I'm just excited about it. I truly am, and man, what can I say? What can I say, Russell? This thing has got me kind of walking on a cloud.
I see it. I can hear it in your voice. The number here is 347-637-1577. Before we go off the air, you can call and talk to Royal Heights. We got people on the line right now. Don't be shy. Speak up. 347-637-1577. Yeah, well, I hear it in your voice. I'm going to be there for you. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be an opportunity for you to make sure that everything you say you do is going to, it's going to spread us to a bigger and better thing that you like to do. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to make sure it happens.
Well,
this has been the Russell Price Morning Show with All About Dudes. And I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you so much, Russell.